wind's always blowing. Swirling snows in December to the hot and steady breeze of July. There's a lone hawk soaring high above this car of mine. Gliding on the heat waves, rising up off of the road. All this grassland passing by, it takes me back in time. I'm like a miner in a tunnel, searching for the mother lode. Out across the plains, thunderheads are rising. And I flounder in the wake of these great blue whales of the air. Out across the plains, there's a hard rain driving. But the cattle are sleeping and the antelope dance through the air. There's a bright moon rising high over this old car of mine. Shining on the white line, guiding me along the way. These small towns I'm passing by are very welcome signs. It's me and the sky on the road for yet another day.
Tom Kubitschek, veteran and indefatigable Portland folkie, from his recently released cassette album, The Tasting of the Moment, a very nicely produced piece. So, Tom.
Yeah, good morning,
Tom
Chris.
Is right thanks, here in KBOO Studios. It's been a long time since I've had a real live Portland folk musician in the studio here at KBOO, and I'm glad to welcome Tom. It's the first time he's been on Root and Branch ever in my whole radio career.
Nice to be here.
So why don't you give us a song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the album.
Okay. Well, this is a song about bats, for a good rainy day song. It's called Austin, Texas, the City of Bats. Way down south along Texas Way, there's a little town that you can walk by day, but when nighttime comes, hold on to your hats. Austin, Texas, the city of bats. They hang together underneath the bridge by the cool river, it's a natural fridge. But when dusk arrives, the wings start to flap in Austin, Texas, the city of bats. They're pretty friendly and they eat the bugs, but they don't look like you'd want to give them hugs. I hear tell some grow as big as cats in Austin, Texas, the city of bats. Sky by the pale moonlight, I'd like to be a bat for just one night. Fly all over town and not leave any tracks in Austin, Texas, the city of bats. In Austin, Texas, the city of bats.
Tom, I don't mean to be playing the music critic here too much, but that song really was a little bit weird.
Well, actually, it's based on a lot more on fact than fiction. It's down in Austin, I guess they have 750,000 Mexican free-tail bats that live underneath.
You even know the species?
Yeah.
Do you know the Latin name?
No, I don't know. Batis
Austinius.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
They live underneath the bridge, their Congress Avenue Bridge, so they've become kind of a tourist attraction.
Really? Well, Austin sounds like a fascinating place, Tom. and I take it that's a song of yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote that song.
Did you write all the songs on the album?
I wrote all but three. Three of them were written by my brother, Russ, and he lives down in Austin, and I wrote all the rest, the other eight.
And on this album, you appear with a bunch of other
I've had really
local
great
types.
Great group of musicians to help me on the tape. Group du jour, that's Bo and Paul Parker and Daniel Cromie, as well as other veterans in town. Bill Oliver and friends of mine in T&O Railroad, Bill Larkins, and also had Ty Traxel on bass and Kevin Healy on the fiddle, and they've all been part of music around town. Michael Maldonado on saxophone, he plays around. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of great people to
give us another.
Yeah, this is actually the more or less the title song of the album. The album's called The Tasting of the Moment, and this song's called Fish in a Frying Pan. Climbed off the tractor as I walked into his field. So he rolled the smoke and talked of days gone by when he was sitting fat. 15 bushels to the acre, why I can't call that a yield. And if the government ain't behind it all, I swear I'll eat my hat. So I brewed me up a kettle of hobo coffee, went fishing for the sunrise catch. There's a rainbow in the sky and one in the frying pan to match. You say I should be working to get somewhere before I die, but it's the tasting of the moment I love, like mom and apple pie, like mom and apple pie. Pulled off the road in Idaho at the Hole in the Wall Cafe, where food and folks are over easy and conversations well done. I'll be heading past these lakes and mountains for one more August day, till I see the Missouri shining beneath the prairie morning sun. And then I'll brew me up a kettle of hobo coffee, go fishing for the sunrise catch. There's a rainbow in the sky and one in the frying pan to match. Well, you say I should be working to get somewhere before I die, but it's the tasting of the moment I love, like mom and apple pie, like mom and apple pie. In old bookstores and in corner bars, I got the story secondhand, as the noise and smoke of the city closed round me like a steel trap. But now I'm on the road and heading to that wide and open land, rinking all the pages stored inside my mental map. And I brew me up a kettle, a hobo coffee, go fishing for the sunrise catch. There's a rainbow in the sky and one in the frying pan to match. Well, you say I should be working to get somewhere before I die, but it's the tasting of the moment I love, like mom and apple pie, like mom and apple pie.
I don't know, Tom, you disparage your singing voice, but I think it's better than Bob Dylan's.
Hey, well, that's something, Chris. Thanks for the compliment, I think. At least you didn't say John Prine, at least. Well, you know, that comes from years of training and drinking lots of coffee and cigarettes and things like that, which I've quit a long time ago.
Uh-huh. You're living clean now.
Yes.
Yeah?
Except for the coffee. Now, that takes me to another song.
By all means.
Which I've written. It's about coffee and coffee personified. It's called Johnny Cappuccino. Johnny Cappuccino wasn't the gangster type, but he was brewing up a robbery the other night. Right down in Old Town at the Cafe Mocha, where he and Sweet Cheesecake used to dance a polka. But down in that casino, in the dim, dim light, as the espresso band was steaming out the hits all night, he met a twist of fate with Sheriff Coffee Cake, and the judge said 20 years to sit and percolate. He's been paroled and he's seen the light. He's on the decaf wagon and he's home every night. Him and Cheesy got married and they bought a new home and opened up a little chocolate bar of their own. If you're looking for sugar and a caffeine brew, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's looking for you. The first cup is free, but for the rest you must pay. You sell your soul to fill that coffee pot every day. Take a lesson from Johnny and drink herbal tea, and you won't build up a caffeine dependency. Now do as I say, but not as I do. I'm off to get me a cup of that witch's brew.
A truly cautionary tale for us all, Tom. I think that will go down with Reefer Madness in the history of...
I'm counting on it to be a cult classic.
Cautionary drug horror stories. Tom, it seems like every song you write is kind of nice and happy and funny and stuff. Do you do any protest songs?
Well, actually, I have one that's been singing for years. That is, it's kind of my answer to a love song. And
is it a protest against love or what?
No, it's kind of a tale of what often does happen with love and how it's not always the rosy thing, the rosy picture that you expect. And this song's called I Ain't Gonna Sing About Love. Well, I might sing a song about the guy in the paper who won the Pulitzer Prize, or I'll mention the story of the latest bank caper was a government man in disguise. And you might find me singing about home or the highway or the endless blue sky up above. But to keep down the tension, don't ask me to mention, no, I ain't gonna sing about love. Well, you see, the new shopping mall's just about finished. Bridge across the river is done. weather's turned cold kind of early this year after Congress foreclosed on the sun. And this bar room is crowded, and I sit here watching, trying to see who's a hawk or a dove. Wondering how you could ever have left me, afraid to be singing about love. Well, I start feeling blue and thinking of you when I'm singing about L-O-V-E. The things you once loved to hear have become the things that you fear, and I'm a dancer in your shooting gallery. So I have to retreat to keep from defeat and not think of what I always think of. Though my stomach's in nails and my attempt always fails when I say I ain't singing about love. Myself a brand new nose and glasses as a present for Christmas this year. And as I sip on my coffee, I have moments of insight when I take a long look in the mirror. And I'll sing about rain and the public domain and wake the neighbors who live up above. Whatever it takes to help me remember that I ain't gonna sing about love. 'Cause I start feeling blue and thinking of you when I'm singing about L-O-V-E. The things you once loved to hear have become the things that you fear, and I'm a dancer in your shooting gallery. So I have to retreat to keep from defeat and not think of what I always think of. Though my stomach's in nails and my attempt always fails when I say I ain't singing about love. No, I ain't gonna sing about.
Sort of Leonard Cohen meets Tom Paxton with a little bit of Weird Al Yankovic thrown in.
Yeah. If you say so, Chris.
I'm just into, you know, music history and.
I'm not sure how to pigeonhole myself, actually. It's kind of a fall between the cracks somewhere.
So are you performing around town these days?
Well, I'm playing a lot with T&O Railroad, which is our musical trio for, we do along with Bill Oliver and Bill Larkins for kids and parents. And I'm also playing, I'll be at the Third World Coffee House down on Division Street Saturday, January 9th.
That's a solo gig?
That's a solo gig. Uh-huh. And I did a couple just lately. I did one at the Pied Cow and kind of getting out there, just beginning to really do some more solo stuff. I just had my tape release at the East Avenue Tavern a couple Sundays ago. That was a great, great blowout, real good time.
Tell us about your T&O Railroad.
T&O Railroad is it's a folk trio. We have banjo, melodica, and guitar. Melodica is like a keyboard that you blow into. And they also call it a hooter.
A hooter?
Yeah. Mm. And we do a lot of concerts around town for parents and kids. We have a tape.
Private ones? Are you playing schools and stuff?
Not usually in schools. It's more city-sponsored concerts. Or we've played up at Vancouver Mall. We've played it for the Bite, for a lot of the city kind of concert parks things. We'll be doing a lot more. We're actually recording our second cassette tape right now, because a lot of the parents have come up to us and their kids play the tape so often that they say, if you don't record another tape, we're going to kill you. So
not going to be out in time for Christmas, though, huh?
No. But my other tape is. The Tasting of the Moment is out right now, and it's available for Christmas.
From all the usual and suspicious outlets?
Yeah, Artichoke and Music Millennium. Or you can get it from me by calling my number.
Which is?
239-5127.
I think it's permitted.
Good.
Why don't you give us a couple more songs, and then maybe we'll go out with another cut from Tasting of the Moment.
Okay, that sounds good. I've got one that was kind of inspired by children's way children look at things, and it's called The House Down by the Zoo. Well, I went to a party the other night at the house down by the zoo. There's some characters there who I believe I hadn't seen since I was two. The man in the moon was out on the porch looking up at his home, sipping on a mug from the fountain of youth, his long beard all full of foam. Father Time was at the hors d'oeuvres table munching on cheese and ham. He filled his plate, but before he could eat, he gave half to his Uncle Sam. At the party, in the house down by the zoo, some characters there who I believe I hadn't seen since I was two. The little tooth fairy and the boogeyman were dancing up a storm. They've been sipping their way through a circle of fifths and were feeling mighty warm. Old man Winter chilled a glass and then he tapped me on the arm. Here's a cold one, son, it'll make you shiver, but it won't do you any harm. At the party, in the house down by the zoo, some characters there who I believe I hadn't seen since I was two. Well, the monster from underneath the bed shook my hand and with a laugh, he said, I tried to shake that hand for years, but you've always pulled it back. And then he introduced me to his friends, Hobgoblin and Cobweb. He said, Hobby travels, but Cobby likes to hang around instead. When the life of the party danced through to steal the show, and by the way he moved, I knew he must have been the wild man of Borneo. They all trailed behind him and danced away right through the crack of dawn, and as I tried to follow, I felt a sprinkle of dust and heard the Sandman say so long. The last thing that I remember was a big bonk on the head. Must have been the pink elephant who dropped me into bed. And I can't tell if it was real or why my head it hurts so bad. Oh, but I know for sure that I won't forget the wild time I had. At the party, in the house down by the zoo, some characters there who I believe I hadn't seen since I was two. Time for one more, huh? All right. Well, I'm going to leave you all, and thank you, Chris, for having me today. And I'll leave you with this song called Song of the States. It's got all 50 states in it, I think. I was just inspired by for this song by watching this great video. It's called it's called Wild in the City. It's a nature video and, about all the birds and all the, in the different parts of the country. So this is called Song of the States. I'm taking a tour, going up map today, filling in the country, the U.S. of A. Gonna get every corner, all 50 states. If I can think of all of their names, I make no mistakes. Oregon, North Dakota, Wyoming, Maine, and Washington. Vermont, New Hampshire, Mississippi, South Carolina, Michigan, New Mexico, and Alabama. Pennsylvania, Illinois, West Virginia, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Hawaii. Over mountains and flatlands, down rivers to the coast, through the deserts and the forests, up to the frozen outposts, up to the tropical islands, back to the land of lakes. There's many different names to remember in a song of the states. Louisiana, Massachusetts, Connecticut and Ohio, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee and Idaho, New York, Virginia, Arizona, California, Iowa, Rhode Island, Texas and Kentucky, the District of Columbia. It's a very big country, and without a doubt, I wouldn't want to be guilty of leaving anyone out. They have much in common, but no two states are the same. When you think of their people, their music, their food, or their name, Montana, Georgia, and Nebraska, Maryland and Arkansas, Kansas, Florida, Nevada, Delaware and Utah, Indiana and New Jersey, I think I got them all in. With Alaska, Colorado, Missouri, and Wisconsin.
Tom Kubitschek, live down here at KBOO. Thanks a lot, Tom. Why don't you tell us about this last song from your album?
The one I just played?
Yeah. The one that we're going to go out
the
with.
The one we're going to hear is, it's called I'm a Downstairs Man, and it was written by my brother Russ, and it's got... a lot of great local Portland musicians playing on it.
I'm a downstairs man. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Society. I can't go into detail, it's not propriety. They say my dues are paid in full now, from here on in it's free. I got another one from heaven, asking if I'm still alive. All my sins have been forgiven, how the hell do I survive? Say I've been a candidate since back in 1965. I'm a downstairs man, moving upstairs pretty soon. I'm a downstairs man, moving upstairs pretty soon. Getting tired of this basement living, gotta get some windows in my room. Simple pleasure, I love a ticker tape parade. I'm a man who needs his leisure, I like a moonlight serenade. I want my clothes all made to measure, and of course, all my fish filleted. I used to drive a Biscayne, hello Impala, here I come. Until I lost my drivetrain. Sorry, Biscayne, you're all done. It's a Whitewall automatic, brand new in 1961. I'm a downstairs man, moving upstairs pretty soon. I'm a downstairs man, moving upstairs pretty soon. Getting tired of this basement living, gotta get some windows in my room. Let's go downstairs now. I'm a main floor man, mama. Patent leather